Day to day, Raymond.
You too. I look forward to watching you on Fox Sports this afternoon, Jimmy.
Got to check it out on the Sunday Ticket. All the action coming from 11:30 there. But right now on Sky Sports Radio, it's time to join Sky Thoroughbred Central for our Sunday morning simulcast of Thoroughbred Weekly with all the latest racing news and reviews. Here's your host, Greg Radley.
Hello, everyone. Welcome along to Thoroughbred Weekly. After a standalone meeting at Hawkesbury yesterday and a very good meeting at Doomben, we'll travel to Adelaide and we'll look forward to today's big meeting at Hong Kong. And we've got plenty of great racing still to come for the remaining few months because our attention turns to Scone and also Brisbane, the Gold Coast next week. A lot happening, but first of all, Hawkesbury yesterday. Duff, how did you see the day?
Yeah, look, I think it was another successful meeting, although the track played a bit funny. It was a good track. They're breaking records. They're at one stage there, they're racing for the outside fence. So problems there, I'd say. It's not a good look. Yeah, I don't know what the problem is with the track because we'd had one mill of rain and they were breaking records.
Yeah.
I suppose the better class of horse, that's why they were breaking the records.
Richard, they said that underneath it was quite firm, but the top was just being shaved.
Yeah, that seemed to be the case too. I was back once they got to the outside, not so much. One thing I think we've got to work on at the Hawkesbury track is that camera angle. It's harder to watch races. I watch on the screen, and you're seeing them so head on. It's very hard to line up the horse you're following and where they are. So there are a couple of things to improve there. But having said that, still put on a very good day.
Yeah, there was 10,000 people there.
Yeah, it was a good day.
And people enjoyed it. So you know, that's the main thing.
Look, good prize money, good racing. I think it's a bit of an event, but you know, there's always improvement for everything.
Yep. Well, they'd probably get a couple of thousand meetings to a couple of thousand people to Warwick Farm meeting on the same day, and it'd have no atmosphere, and you wouldn't be racing for $1 million.
That's exactly right.
So it is positive. Yep. Let's have a look at the Hawkesbury Gold Cup. This is the feature race on the program, the mile, and it was a big win for Rory Hutchings. He'd ridden a Group 2 winner prior on Burberry for Bjorn Baker, but this frees Master Chris Waller, and there's Amavasio just getting to the outside.
Oh, geez, this was a ride. It drew barrier 16, the extreme outside barrier. Hutchings just was gentle with him at the start. He just found the right backs to follow all the way through the race, found the right part of the track. It was the ride, the ride was the difference between winning and losing, really. Mighty lucky, what a beauty he is. Absolute ripper. And same with Casino Dancer.
It's just starting to get fit, I think.
Casino Dancer?
Yeah, I've been looking.
20 runs in.
I'm just looking at the last few runs that she ran at Randwick. When I was looking in the mounting yard there and thought, well, he's still a run off. Might be just getting there now.
She's a mare that carries a bit of weight. Yeah. And the first time she'd had support was at the big odds at Randwick last time. So there was an indication there. But she's run a bottler in a hometown cup there yesterday. Look, of the others, personally, it wasn't a flashing light run, but tails are grim on the inside. That's the worst part of it.
I picked him out too. I thought it was a pretty good run.
Well, he's had two runs back after probably a year off now, and I reckon he won the Scone Cup last year. Third up into a Scone Cup might be a bit of value.
Yeah, I thought his run on the worst part of the track. He actually, if you're watching there, he did something. Yeah, he did something. He had to go to the inside, which wasn't his preferred place to go. That's him on the inside with the noseband and the blue sleeves and cap. So he's gone to the inside there. I think he just holds his ground. Look, it's hard. It's a bit hard to read because of the way the pattern of the track was racing. I mean, is this real form? Strawberry Boy led up. He seemed to get his own way in front, and he battled on well. But horses that came behind him and got to further out wider on the track just swamped him the last little bit. And you have to say that he didn't run too badly either, Strawberry Boy, on a different track on a different day. He's going to be hard to beat somewhere too.
Yeah, look, he didn't get the soft lead as anticipated, Strawberry Boy there. He got led, so that's probably his excuse. I thought Opinion did a good job through the middle of the stayer late, but he'll probably need a few more runs before he comes good.
Probably Scone Cup form.
That's what we're going to be working with, unless there's fresh blood, but that's the race we're going to be replaying. I'd suggest by the time we get to the Scone Cup in 2 weeks' time.
All right, well, let's go to Rory Hutchings, the winning rider.
No, this is a good time to get this win, and thank you to Chris and his owners for giving me the opportunity in a race like this. You know, I haven't been doing a lot of riding lately through suspension, and first day back today, it was good to get the win.
You're able to get to the outside and finish?
Yeah, I ended up probably two pairs back further than I thought I would be, and the Godolphin horse just dragged me right into the race and took me as far as I needed to go, peeled to the outside, and he picked them up quite easily.
He's struggled with his weight.
He has, big time.
Yeah.
He's a big boy.
Sure is. Yeah. He looks like a footballer.
Yeah.
He could be playing halfback for someone. Yeah. He's a big boy, but he's...
He's strong.
He's got it under control,
yeah.
The way he's working with it at the moment.
Do you know that race, the $200,000 Group 3, there would be horses that have been running in you know, that possibly could have skipped some of those races during the autumn carnival that were just too strong for them. Yeah. That's a lovely race to aim at. And well done, Chris Waller. He had a whole bunch of them there, but he got the right one in the end.
Well, it was 5 weeks between runs and a trial. He set up perfectly.
Yeah.
He knows his horses.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. The Guineas is next here on Thoroughbred Weekly.
Dynamics Indications and Gaywater House offer a colt of the highest quality. Stand out from the crowd with our good-looking grey, trained by Gay. Our colts by Fastnet Rock, from a family boasting 10 champions, 13 stallions, 66 stakes winners, including 9 Group 1 winners. Race the best with the best. Join us in this attention-grabbing colt. For info, visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999.
Investing in a DHA property means guaranteed rent for up to 12 years. DHA is backed by the Australian Government, so it's secure. We'll look after your rent, tenants and day-to-day maintenance. Sit back and look forward to tomorrow. Visit dha.gov.au/look-forward.
Thank Mum for all the love and hugs at Harvey Norman. Come in store and pose for your free photo just for Mum and find the perfect gift. Keep her connected with smart and stylish technology, fashionable and fit. Always time for a break with the best chef around. Only the best for your mum. Treat her to some me time or snuggle up at home and make picture-perfect memories. Plus, get your free photo in a personalised card for Mum. This Mother's Day, only at Harvey Norman.
Nothing beats Gatorade.
Oh dear. One day we'll bring you a show, what we say off camera. And Ronnie can lead the charge.
It's all Ronnie, you know.
Oh, no, he's a little troublemaker.
He's like Woody Woodpecker.
How you feeling, by the way? You struggled through the week.
I'm feeling okay. I'm getting better by the minute. You know.
You've just had something, haven't you?
Well, it's a local medication.
That's your age.
Let's go to the Guineas.
Don't take that the wrong way.
There was
anyone into trouble.
Settle, boy.
It's kicking in quicker than I thought. There was some confusion as to whether this horse would run a strong 1,400 metres, spill the beans. Timmy Clark, by this stage, had worked his way slowly across the face of the field, then he took up the running.
Yeah, well, he's a horse you can't really give a real rev to because he can overdo it. But yesterday, Timmy had a plan. He took his time. There was no speed on paper in the race. And he just dictated, and well, he did run 1,400. He ran it right out. He could easily go to the Guineas. It's going now. What's it worth? 400.
Yep.
It's a good race. I must say, he was beautifully presented by Gerald. He looked $1 million in the yard, and it was just a matter of gambling on him whether you thought he'd run that 1,400 metres out. Gerald thought he would. And well, he did it. He did
about
it well.
The 800 metre mark, I think you were pretty confident because the horse was just coasting along. He had his head up and he had his ears up and he was as happy as anything in the lead there. It was always going to give a good kick, and whether it was good enough. But hand fast, I suppose he was all the rage. I thought he'd win, but he got trapped wide. I don't know if that's an excuse on that track. Maybe he didn't like the firm surface underneath, or I don't know.
We're looking for excuses. I thought he was a good thing. I thought he was in a beautiful spot, three deep with cover, honestly. You know, that was a perfect position on this track.
Yeah, probably.
Look at him there.
Fair enough.
He just peeled the right part of the track. He travelled okay. He was just out-sprinted. Maybe, just maybe, that race at Randwick wasn't much of a race.
Look at the leader.
Yeah.
And the leader's just, he's coasting along. He's got his head up, his ears pricked on the corner.
He's loving it.
He's loving it.
Yeah. Yeah, so no excuses for Handfast. Maybe he's just come to the end of his preparation. That was That was his fifth run back, or sixth run back.
So. And that was the comment from James McDonald after the race.
Yeah.
He's come to the end of the prep and he'll go for a break.
Well, that was the question I asked on Saturday morning. It's only a matter of him sort of holding that form, because he'd had a few grand finals. Well, not grand finals. It looked like his grand final last time. Dead Magic always doing her stuff, running on there,
you know,
and finishing.
She'd run on in a Tour de France. Mm. She's just...
The right style of race she could win, you know, but it's one of them bad patterns where you get back and you're just dictated to by early tempo.
All the time. And, you know, there'll be a race and she'll win and she'll get it all her own way and win it, you know, at big odds, and no one will be on her, but...
David Fiver's got a couple of them. I did an interview with him before Cradle Moon. He said, and when we got to Den Magic, same thing. You know, things have got to fall into place.
Exactly right.
Anyway.
Let's hear from Gerald Ryan, who was a believer at the 1400.
I had no worries about him running 1400, Craig. You know, he had one go at it second up this time off a soft trial, and he won first up, and he over-raced in that, innit? And I couldn't work out his last run at Randwick, so his blood on the Monday was good as gold. He seemed good in himself, so pull the wingers off him. He relaxed terrific. When Timmy rode him on a trial before the Arrowfield, he said, gee, the way he went today, he said, I reckon he'd be terrific also in a 1400-metre race, and... You know, it took a little bit of convincing, but we got there. He rode him beautiful, you know, just come out. He knew he had the horse, had acceleration underneath him. He needed to use him, and he just let him roll across and had perhaps a little bit of an easy time in the middle. But, you know, the 500-metre mark, I thought they'd be flat out picking him up. So.
You go to Scone now?
Yes, like to, yeah.
What races up there for him?
Scone, Guineas.
The Guineas?
Yeah, you know, $400,000 race where they all carry set weights, and he carries 50.
Is it really a hold up sprint off the mark type of horse? You've got to roll, sort of get rolling before the turn on him, and just had to be entrusted he was going to be strong late, and which he was.
In early days, you just took your time getting across. They probably weren't going slow enough for you to get across quickly.
Yeah, I sort of confident I was always going to get there, and didn't feel the need to have to bust them too much, just let him sort of amble across in his own time, and didn't want to fire him up either. But the blinkers coming off today, he switched off really good, and he was really strong through the line.
Always hesitant to find those three-year-olds going to the Scone race, because they've got to be English graduates. It's not an open three-year-old, and I think the two-year-old is for the Scone graduates out
That's
of the
right.
English sale.
And he, as Gerald says, he gets 56 kilos in that. Ooh. You know, if it was a handicap, he'd be giving some of those horses huge amounts of weight. Taking the blinkers off him, he just loved it. I mean, that was a master stroke, so well done.
Yeah, it's just a different situation going to Scone. You know, got a big, tough 1400-metre race there where it might be more pressure. So it's all about what the makeup of that race at Scone is. If he gets another trot in Canter, he might be too good for him. But the high-pressure 1400 at Scone could be a different situation to Hawkesbury.
Good.
Well, let's go to the Godolphin Crown 3, or Group 3 for the fillies and mares. Two Blue, as honest as ever. And Nancy paid the believers.
Yeah, she landed good bets here. She'd been honest all the way through, and she'd just had that profile of being beaten favourite on numerous occasions, but she doesn't know that. She's yet to run a bad race. It was a lovely ride by a very much informed Karen McAvoy, I must say. She was too good. Quite a dominant win. Look, you said it. How brave is Two Blue? She's on the inside part of the track there. She went up 5 kilos to 59 there.
Yeah, and she made it a full test too, because you had to be 100% fit to chase her down. Nancy was. There are a few in that race that mightn't have been, you know, 100% race hardened, and that they felt it over the last couple of 100 metres. But Nancy, race hardened, ready to win, just chased her down. But the two in front there, they're both great runs, weren't they?
Yeah. It's like we're watching racing from a different day, because they weren't wanting to get out, and the ones out wide weren't making up the ground. Yeah.
It was race 6 too. They'd already been out
there.
Wide
was a pattern
before that.
Yeah. And then the pattern went back after that.
It's like the hard to read. You had to be taken out by the pack. Yeah. It was hard work getting out there on your own. So it was a strange meeting and hard to read, really, wasn't it?
Oh, well, Nancy gets the money in the Godolphin Crown, and here is Peter Snowden.
I think she panned out. Finally worked her out. Took me a little while to get it right, but ridden quite. Probably 1300 metres is the right trip, but great ride, and the race was set up nicely for her, and it's good to see get a result for not only for her and the owners, but the punters are stuck with her as well.
Always going to be sort of parked away, getting a cosy run, and she travelled nicely from, relaxed nicely early, travelled nicely from the 600 when I give her a click up, and we had something to aim at in Two Blues. So she's been running well this mare without winning this prep, but nice to get a win on the board this prep. And you know, she's very genuine and honest, and she showed that today.
The next race we look at is the 2-year-old race. This is the Claret Stakes, and always you see a nice bunch of 2-year-olds.
Yep.
How far they go is another thing, but you'd have to think, Ronnie, that the first two across the line, both first starters, Swear and Flo, can go on to better things.
I think so. It's not easy. You know, we're talking about a very competitive 1,300-metre 2-year-olds, and we've got two really nice colts making their debut here. It's not easy to do at this distance, you know, against city winners and...
Yeah.
And
third horse is a last start city winner.
Yeah, and the fourth horse has been placed, just behind them in group racing over the carnival.
And I'll tell you what, that race there over the 1,300 metres, the course record for that is 116.01. They only ran 116.3, so they were close to the course record.
Yeah, that was a pattern of the day. That could be very misleading.
I know. They ran, they broke records.
Yeah.
Later in the day, but for 2-year-olds having their first run to run close to a course record and show acceleration, I thought was impressive. Mm.
What we had, that was the second standalone meeting on the new track.
Yeah.
Mm. So I think the first time we ran the standalone, it was a rate affected track.
Yep.
The second year we lost the meeting.
Yeah.
So that was the first time we've had a good surface where they could run time with the good horses.
Mm.
The Thursday horses can't run that
they're
sort of time.
Yeah,
it's still
1,300. That's probably held by a horse running in a fairly high class race, and even for unraced 2-year-olds to get close to that,
yeah,
I still think is a good effort. Yeah. Really good effort.
I think they're two good horses. You know, like he's so immature, that winner. Swear. Mm. He's a rangy customer. They paid $750,000 for him.
Yeah.
I think he's going to get better. Even look, he wanted to play up in the yard. It
yes.
was all new to him.
Yeah.
It was all new to him, and I thought he did a really good job, because I thought Flo was off and gone here at the top of the straight when he chimed in, and it took a pretty good horse to run him down.
Yeah, he's Byredute's choice out of Cross Your Heart.
Mm.
So he's out of a really smart mare, and he's got the breeding. If he goes on, I mean, this is a nice race to win here, but if he goes on and becomes, you know, a group horse, he's a very valuable horse.
Mm.
You know, he's already a valuable horse because he's $3.75 million.
A bit of luck there, Spendthrift Farm. He's they've had two winners in a week with Hawks and it's a good association.
Getting a foothold, aren't
they?
Yeah,
my word.
There'll be more American farms do that too, I think. There's a bit of a groundswell in the States at the moment about Australian racing.
Yeah.
My word.
Mm. It's strong. The money's here too.
Mm.
Yeah. Let's go to Christian Reith. Here's the winning jock.
He gave me a good feel when I rode him in his trial. I trialled both of these horses for the syndication. I went on redouble at Canterbury the other day. I've always said since riding this filly, I reckon he's probably a better horse. You know, he's very immature, but he's just got a lovely action about him. He's got a beautiful acceleration, and it's going to take him a long way.
Okay, there's Christian Reith. Let's move on. We go to the 4X Gold Rush now, and let's pick them up. Everyone, all the punters, you tipped it in the morning. Everyone was expecting this horse to bounce back.
Yeah, exactly right, and that he did. He had one blemish last time, and there was an indication that the stable, they couldn't find anything wrong with him. They thought, well, he must have, you know, got his tongue back or swallowed his tongue. They put a tongue tie on him yesterday. He was beautifully placed, a horse with group form, a 3-year-old with 54.5 in a race like this, and he pulled out plenty when he was challenged as well. He tagged the speedster and Sweet Serendipity, and always in control. Although Ins and Outs moved up, he was a run short Ins and Outs. He just paraded that way as well.
Yeah. And they ran course record time by a second and a half.
Yeah.
I mean, they smashed it.
I want to follow Fine Mist here. I think she just needed the run there first up. Hands and heels to the line, worst part of the track, got hampered early in the straight. I think there's a little bit of merit in her performance. She'll be winning races this prep.
Hero's was all right.
Yeah, much
what he is. He carried, you know, the big weight, 61 kilos, and that's kind of what he does. He probably needs a bit of racing.
He's gelded this prep.
Yeah, been gelded, and I think that'll help him too.
Mm. Here we come around the home turn again, and this horse was just ready to pounce. I reckon Gerald got it wrong. He said he was a half a run short, ins and out. I reckon he was a quarter run short.
He's going to go to him, but he just paraded a little bit too pretty, as we say. He looked
he looked really well, but not ribbed right up. So, and that mare on the inside that I'm talking about, Fine Mist, I thought, you know, I thought she was in the worst part of the track, and she
battled on all right, didn't she? Mm.
All right, the Dazzler was there yesterday. Darren Beeman holding fort for Godolphin, while John O'Shea's over in Hong Kong with Bow Creek. Here's Darren.
John just tinkered a few things with his training and with gear, put a tongue tie on him, and he's had the two trials to get his confidence going again. But look, he's a talented galloper. Back 12 months ago, he was one of the main slipper chances. So yeah. It's just a matter of getting him in the right frame of mind again. And he's it's a great team effort from the team out at Osborne Park. I thought the key to the ride was where James just got into the slipstream down the side, and then he popped him out and showed him daylight. And I think that was a winning move.
The team expected that run, sort of run last start, and he disappointed, but bounced back really strongly today. It was strongly run, and hence why they've broken a record.
He's got a bit of a quality about him, hasn't he?
Yeah, he uses a lot of qualities. You only have to look at him to get excited, and he's done a good job.
Multiple winners in Melbourne. They had a good day down there. I think they had one at Newcastle, and of course that winner there as well.
Jay Mack, a double.
Good trainer, that Beedman.
Oh.
Hey, how good's he going?
Team's never been going stronger.
It's improved since he got there.
Yeah.
Within 3 days.
So O'Shea goes away and Beedman takes over, and it's
incredible.
Just,
he's enjoying his work, isn't he? He's really,
he loves it.
Yeah.
No, he really does. Let's go to a break. We'll come back. We've got more from Hawkesbury. Brisbane still to come, and Adelaide. Stay with us.
We hope you are currently enjoying the programming, which is simulcast on Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio. For more information, please visit skyracing.tv and click on the program tab.
Derby Racing, for the ultimate racing experience, turning your dreams into reality. Now on offer, a super sprinting colt by VRC Coolmore Stud Stakes winner, Star Witness. Out of new style, this colt has movie star looks and is the ideal Breeders' Plate Golden Slipper colt. This early runner will be trained by the First Lady of Racing, Gay Waterhouse. Join the Group 1 winning syndicators and race this Star Witness colt. For more information, visit derbyracing.com.au. Derby Racing, for the ultimate racing experience.
Investing in a DHA property means guaranteed rent for up to 12 years. DHA is backed by the Australian Government, so it's secure. We'll look after your rent, tenants and day-to-day maintenance. Sit back and look forward to tomorrow. Visit dha.gov.au/lookforward.
And like us, like foreign lands, we pound in spikes with our bare hands. Our skills are always in demand. We like our faces hairy and our backsides bent. Men like us and the upper hand. A sail of field with wind and pride. Explore the world. Where these we tried, men like us, like rum. But we're not.
Can we find out what you've given Ronnie?
No.
Because his eyes are popping out of his head and he's doing laps around the... just to calm himself down.
He's a little man, isn't he?
I've never seen someone come good so quick.
Yeah. I was in trouble early.
You're good now.
I was coming good.
Where are we up to? The tap? I'm worried we're going to get to the end of the show and something will happen.
Trouble hold in the office.
Here's the Tab Highway. This is the opener, and this horse, Naval Joey, took control straight to the front, never in doubt.
He's not a bad horse. I know this is only class 3 step weight sort of a race, but this horse is just getting better and better. He's a real goer. He's got natural speed. He quickens. I reckon he's a midweek city horse for sure.
Two from two from a spell. He carried 59 kilos down at Goulburn when he won, and he's carried a decent weight here too.
Yeah, look, he's a beauty. He's a beauty. The favourite there, Adamie, she's a little weak thing. I know she's won 3 from 3. It's hard to pot her.
Mm.
But she just lacks that bit of strength, I think. Although she was 3 deep with no cover, I don't think that was any problem to... in against her.
Well, they didn't know. This is the first race, so they couldn't have known what the pattern was going to be there.
Of course.
They've come along the fence there, but, you know, later in the day, all they wanted to do was get wider and wider until about race 6, and then they didn't care.
Bit of faith was okay first up as well. So I think, although he'd had a run back and against a couple of first uppers there, I still think the winner's got more upside than all those horses.
Yeah. Well, he's had 4 trips to Sydney now for 4 highway races.
Yeah.
It takes you a long way, doesn't it? Those trips
winning,
up and...
He'll be winning another one of those before too long.
Good trainer, Rob Price.
He sure is.
He's
a
beauty. He's a real horseman.
And I think they're trying to set up at Kembla. They're going to have a dual licence training out of the provincials to get more clients closer to where the action is. Harder to build up down south where they are. They want to form a partnership here.
Yeah, I suppose that down south they've probably got use of the beach there for down there too. And, you know, for the right sort of horse, that's a huge advantage.
The only thing is he's the king of the highways, Robert Price. He'll have a run. I think he's had a runner in not all of them, but almost. He won't be eligible for him anymore. He's going to be on a provincial track. He'll have to get the highways away.
Oh, geez. He might have two stables.
He'll be down at the narrow one.
Yeah. The Stayers Champion, the Provincial Stayers Championship, they singled two out here in the market, Duca Valentinoa and Hipparchus. And these two got to the outside. It was a really good tussle between Avdallah and McDonald here.
Wasn't it? It was a real contest. They were at each other. They were, I won't say elbowing each other, but they had their boots boot to boot there at one stage, and it was a real jockeying for positions race this. Look, the Provincial Stayers Championship, he's better than a Provincial Stayer, this fella.
I agree.
He's a beauty.
Now, this is race two, and Brett and Avdallah, he worked it out here, and he went straight to the outside. This bloke's only had six starts, a four-year-old. He's only had the two starts in Australia, and, you know, he's really coming good. I think he's one you can follow into better races. I think he's just starting to acclimatise to Australian conditions, and he ran out the 2,100 metres very easily and will run further.
And he's a break between runs as well. Look, I know how Chris Weller works. He'll take him through his classes slowly, slowly, get every bit of prize money he can. By this time next year, that horse could be a good group horse.
Mm.
I really like him.
Take him to Brisbane?
He won't.
You know what I mean?
He won't. I know. Well, I don't. I can't talk for Chris, but I know how he operates. You know, he'll just place him in those benchmarks. He'll pick up every bit of prize money possible, and then he'll unleash on him at the better races.
Well, he's four, and he's more than bred, so he's not really four. So he's a horse that's going to mature nicely.
He's very, very well found, that horse.
Well, let's go to the Ladies' Day Cup, and the Provincial Championship form had stood up previous. After the Provincial Championship final, we saw His Majesty almost win. We saw Hetty Heights win last week at Rose Hill. And here's Danish Twist, the winner of the Championship final, coming out and getting the money. And Avdallah gets to the outside. He probably overdoes it because he gets a suspension here, checking Fig Tree.
This is what bias tracks does. It sometimes it can make for dangerous racing, and it can cost jockeys, you know, a suspension, which he does there when he gets Fig Tree. Hampers him trying to get to the best part of the track. The two stablemates here, Danish Twist, she's going really well. Comes out of that Provincial Championship race and really bounced off it as well.
I'll tell you diverting for a second, just watch the kickback from these horses. Now, in a firm track, see the clods behind them? You don't normally see that sort of
that was the
damage.
Point, that was the point all the jockeys were making. It was firm. They could feel it was a firm track, but the top was being shaved.
We had a mill of rain on the morning, or just before the first, so... Yeah. That may have been just when they were taking the top off as well.
Yeah, anyway, it was just sort of weird.
Just go back, just show that head on one more time and just point out not so much the interference, well, I suppose it is the interference, but the protest. They were thinking of a protest. The stewards actually looked at a protest. Mm. When Avdallah came out on Danish Twist and bumped Fig Tree bumped one more Zeta on the hind quarters.
Indirect.
Indirect interference. And they were just going to have a look at that, but there was a margin of a half length and they didn't actually go ahead with it. There's... Danish Twist comes out, and then Fig Tree gets one more Zeta.
Yeah, and just screws the sideways a little bit.
He run Fig Tree first up.
If the margin had been closer, if we're talking about a half head, that might have been different.
Yeah, my word. Yeah. Better Not Blue, he's setting himself up nicely for these winter tracks. Yeah. He likes to sting out of the ground, paraded. Maybe it's all coming to him now. I want to be a racehorse. He's an excitable type of horse, but relaxed yesterday.
The only proviso on Fig Tree is Fig Tree does have a very good first-up record. I think she's 2 from 3.
Yeah, that's right.
But you know, to travel wide like that and keep batting on, in fast, they ran home in quick time too. So
And they handle wet too, so follow Fig Tree on wet tracks as well.
Well, I'm sure Chris Lees and Brenton had a chat before the race about Barrier 1 and the outside seems to be the place to be. How do you do it? Well, he came back and he was taking a bow in saddle. Here he is after the race, Brenton.
So I just said to Chris before the race, I said, look, I don't think there's much difference between sort of four off to probably three quarters of the way out. I said, it is an advantage to get right out, but I said, like that, I'll be able to get out there. But the way the race unfolded, I was able to sort of track through in the behind the speed in a muddly run race. And when Nick kicked, it gave me an out. Mm-hmm. And instead of just ripping her out there, I gradually took my time. And she half had a float with me, but when she felt him around there and I got into the really good part of the track last 100, she accelerated away, and obviously the 1400 run helped her run this out strong, but full credit goes to Chris, he's done a good job with her.
What is that track feeling like out there?
It's firm. It's firm on the foot, but it has got a bit of give in it, and they are getting a bit of sort of, it's a little bit loose, but I know the times are quick, but it's a shifty little surface, but right out, if you get right out wide, that's where you want to be. Where I got there on Hipparchus before and even on her then. But look, I'm sure something will come up the inside and win four of the fence soon.
Geez, riding with confidence. It's amazing.
He's on the crest, isn't he?
Yeah, he's right in the zone. It's unfortunate. He only got a week suspension, but I saw him ride one at Wyong the other day, and Matthew Smith. He fanned him. No one in the world would have won on it.
Charlie Hu.
Mm. Yeah, it was never going to win. He threw it over the line, and no other jockey other than a confident one. You know, it's amazing how things happen for them.
Just on Wyong, did you see Torpen Howe win the last race?
What a horse. What a nice horse that is.
Yeah.
He looks a real... It's easy to get carried away at this time of year at the provincials in Class 1s.
Yeah.
But that was a special win, wasn't it? He's a lovely big horse.
That does exaggerate it, because you're dealing with horses that aren't city class.
No.
And then something like that comes out and you...
But
you
from
grab
here
onto
on
it.
In the city, I mean, the form starts to weaken off the further you get into the winter. Those horses, every chance they'll go to the city and win.
Mm. Let's go. Where are we going now? We're going right to the last race of the day. Here we go, the Get Out Stakes, and we pick them up on the home turn. Now, there was stewards put over that there was going to be a change of tactics. This horse, McIntosh, was going to be ridden quieter, and Abdullah found himself in front.
Yeah, well, it's a talking point, isn't it? I just don't know about this rule. Honestly, the last thing I wanted to hear if I was backing McIntosh was that it's going back in this field. There was no speed in this race, and you thought, oh, his best chance is going forward and having a cosy run. So, and then all of a sudden, he's backed off the map. I think he was $7 or $8 earlier in the week, and he starts at $3.50 favourite.
Wow.
The punters, you know, it riles them.
And it did upset him, didn't it?
Yeah.
Upset a couple of them. They were having a bit of a shout, weren't they?
And that's where Abdullah comes into play here. He makes a decision on his own. If McIntosh was ridden by maybe a young bloke having his first ride for Waller, or in his infancy with Waller, or an apprentice, they'd be
wrestling the horse.
They would
back.
Be wrestling that horse, and that horse would not have won.
Mm. Yeah.
That horse would not have won, other than the bloke disobeying instructions.
Mm.
But it's not. I just don't know about that rule. It just upsets people so much when it's broken. And you know, the stewards asked a question.
But if you don't have,
he come out of it. Great ride, Abdullah. The stewards. What else can you say?
Yeah.
But if you don't have the rule, you're going to get chaos as well.
Oh, geez, you can overanalyze a rule, though. It's becoming too
hard. But it's always, when they give you the change of tactics, if possible, if possible, we're going to ride this horse quieter today. Now, Waller goes in before every meeting, and he discusses his tactics. He has so many runners, and importantly, multiple runners in every race, and he's trying to do the right thing by the punters and the stewards, so he lays it all out on the table. Once the jockey gets up, things happen. But it still leaves a sour taste in punters' mouths sometimes.
Well, like I said, a lot of punters would have been turned off. Well, the punters reading a speed map, for example, would have been put off saying, well, how far back is this always going to go?
Yeah.
One thing about horse racing, though, if you're not prepared to accept the unexpected in horse racing,
well, that's
don't
what I'm
come.
Saying. Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, this rule...
What would you rather? Would you rather them not notify...
I
stewards?
Can only notify with distinct change of tactics.
Right.
You know, like a horse that always leads, we're going to ride back. You know, with already a pattern.
Well, that'd be him, wouldn't it?
Well, he's a lightly raced New Zealander. He's having his first run for Chris Waller.
He has no pattern.
He has no pattern in Australia.
He had a pattern before he got here.
Yeah, well, that's right. He's a go-forward horse.
He's exactly what you're saying. He's a horse that was go-forward to be ridden back. That's a total change.
But didn't happen.
And not right back, by the way, just back with a bit of cover. Oh, okay. Anyway, we can talk about this all day. This is what Brenton had to say.
Well, obviously, plan A was to sort of be midfield with a bit of cover, but that's why Chris is so good to ride for. He knows he puts the good riders on and we can adapt to situations. And when I jumped well and nothing wanted to take it up, I was only going to be midfield three out without cover. So I just took control of the race. Going through his replays, I thought he was a strong one-pacer that'll probably go further. So when I had it comfortable in front and he relaxed for me, I let him build into it and be at his top before the corner. And look, they had their chance to run him down. He had a bit of a float around, but when I really got stuck into him last 100, I didn't give him a chance to think about it. He kept running to the line strong.
Okay.
In saying that, he's an interesting horse. Mm. He's lightly raced. He could be all right. He might be all right. He might be a good horse.
Well, that was Brenton Abdallah's third winner on the day. But do you know what I like watching about Brenton? His style is from yesterday. You know, the jockeys with little flat backs and their toe in the iron. Mm. And I think he does ride with toe in the iron, but he looks like an older style jockey. He's very effective.
Very effective. Let's take a break.
Great win, considering you missed the jump.
Thanks, Bernie. That's a great start to the day. We knew we would make it to the track for the first race.
Somebody's got to book a cab, you know. And your mobile looked comfortable in the conditions.
Oh, couldn't fault her. She's only a year old, but streaming on the app was flawless. Never missed a moment, not even in the tunnel.
Well, traffic's moving. Good luck.
Thanks, Bernie.
More live racing vision than any other betting app. Cab, more than just winning.
Oh. Say, see you later to expensive car insurance. Hello to Allianz.
Allianz Insurance, that's right. Our comprehensive car insurance prices are among the lowest for drivers ever 30.
Allianz, because great value matters.
This end of financial year at Ford, choose your own bonus. Let's talk SUV. It's a great time for great deals on a wide range of Ford SUVs. You'll get an amazing drive-away price and, for a limited time, a bonus like $2,000 on this Everest or $1,000 on this Ford Kuga. I think I'll choose you.
Choose before June 30 and get up to $2,000 cash back. Hurry into your participating Ford dealer now.
I wonder what's behind the car door.
Gatorade fierce, bold and intense flavour. Nothing beats Gatorade.
A steward's inquiry into Ron Duffus. He changed of tactics today. He was going to be ridden quietly, but he's right up on the mound charging.
He's going to have to take the blinkers off.
There's an inquiry. Let's go to the victory stakes. Now, Matty Dale went north with Fell Swoop. Todd Willen went north with Art Lee. And the locals were headed by the speedy Didn't Cost a Lot.
And he did a great job, the leader, didn't cost a lot. He looked a little bit on pace there yesterday at Doomben, and he gave a real kick as he does. Didn't cost a lot. He's done a great job with him, Tony Gollan. But look, the class of Fell Swoop digs in late. Would you believe he goes past $1 million with this win in prize money? That's amazing for this little horse. He's done a great job. Look at Art Lee. Isn't that a good Stradbroke trial? Waitley gets to Eagle Farm.
His last 100 metres, Art Lee, was just really, really good. A big rangy horse. You know, he's a big, dumb customer, and he just takes a little while to wind up. And as you say, if he gets to a track with a longer straight and a bigger field where there's more pace on, he's going to be hard to beat, Art Lee. It looks ideal for him. I mean, Phil Sweep's a really good horse. That track, I don't know how it keeps going. It's just hammered it and hammered it, and it keeps turning up.
One of the most remarkable stories in racing.
How that track is still in one piece.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
There's their marketplace. Fell Swoop, $10. Art Lee, $12 out of that race. Fell Swoop, you know, 1400 Eagle Farm is a bit of a different ball game for him, where Art Lee, I thought, judging by that race alone, which it's always dangerous on one race, I thought his was the better Stradbroke trial.
English is going to the 10,000. I don't think it's going to the BTC Cup. Will we get another guide when we get to the Group 1 there?
Oh, everything's rolling along beautifully for a great Stradbroke.
Yeah, I think, and this horse might be coming too extravagant. Let's go over to New Zealand. This is the great New Zealander, Extravagant, who came to Australia and didn't quite measure up, but he is back home and now they're thinking about a Brisbane trip.
Yeah, look, I find it hard to line the form up, but he's impressive again. He's done this a few on a few occasions now. They call him Sex on Legs over there. I want to see him come over here and prove himself in Australia.
Do you know there have been a few New Zealand stars who have never performed outside of New Zealand? Came to us over, you know, 40 years that I've been watching them. I've seen the odd one that you'll see their record in New Zealand is that long, and they come to Australia and just can't fire. I'm not saying he's one of them.
There's no doubt he's a very, very good horse, but he's... Stradbroke, it's a different race altogether.
Well, we're going to see plane loads of Kiwis coming across for the Brisbane Carnival. They target it more than any other carnival.
It's warm.
They want to get...
chase the sun.
Hello to everyone in New Zealand, but it's a great place to be, Queensland, in the winter, isn't it?
My word.
Okay, here's Stephen Autridge after Extravagant.
We all know how good he is. He's the best we've got this year. They took us on. We had a fair idea they were going to, so... you know, I said to Matt, today's the day that we might just have to change plans, and why not? And it's worked out great, and we know we can do it from now on anyway.
Was that enough, that what you saw there today, to say that he's ready to get to Brisbane now?
Well, we're going to have a meeting during the week, whether it's Brisbane or Melbourne. We'll be making that decision during the week, but whatever happens now is 100% been aimed at, you know, making him into a stallion.
All right, the punters love him. Let's go to the Gunsin Classic now. Desley Foster had three runners in this race and a great effort to Quinella the race. Cylinder Beach the winner.
He's a beauty, Cylinder Beach. He was first up at a mile here. And he's
great
always
training been, effort.
Yeah, he's always had a very good rap at him. Relatively lightly raced. He came to Sydney and run a good race over the carnival last year.
He was the 2-year-old with the big flashing light last year in those two-year-old races that you thought he might be in 12 months' time better again.
Well, he's come back in dashing order, hasn't he? Look, it may be a little unlucky, too good refuse. He was last early and just hampered a little bit, but he was very good late. So Desley's got a couple of beauties here.
She's very excited after this win, too.
Well,
I want to be there when Desley wins a Group 1, because that will be... I don't want to be next to her.
She rides them home.
She'll kill you.
I do.
Do you want to be next to her?
I think it's funny. Well,
you'll have to go for the whip and start feeling
beautiful.
You'll have to go to hospital. You will have to go to hospital. I want to be there when she wins a Group 1, and she deserves to win a Group 1. I think Cylinder Beach and Imbolucci go to the Derby. Too good to refuse will stay to a mile. Here's Desley after the win.
He's a good horse, this horse. And all jokes aside, he probably should have won a couple of Group 1s during the winter last year. Take bad barriers out of the persuasion, he's in the same boat. So, can't take anything away from that little horse. He's come from nowhere, and all he done was run into walls, and he just up and down. And
just savaging the line, wasn't he?
Oh, look, he's a little freak. It's a shame he's just not a hand higher. And look, I just can't say enough. Like, I'm probably the luckiest person in the world to have such nice three horses. Even the other horse, like, he got back, he worked home good. So, look, onwards and upwards. And as I said, we'll just keep them sound now over the carnival. And as I said, they can bring any cup they want. They won't beat Cylinder Beach.
Oh, yeah, see? So it's theatre.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Love the confidence.
Bring them on.
Yeah.
They
bring
them
on. It's great. It's going to be an excellent winter carnival this year. Let's go to the Bribey. And Kelso Wood had a good day. Trainer winning double.
Yeah,
Kelso.
It's a very good training performance, this. First up after, 10 months or something?
Mm.
He's a horse that's had a few issues. And he runs down Straturbo, who's finding it hard to win. When he dashed here, I thought he was going to win Straturbo, but he was run down by a nice horse, well trained, first up and into the red.
Yeah, hadn't won since June 2000. Hadn't raced since June 2015.
Yeah,
so it's a hard thing to do to get him to win first up off the back of those long breaks. There would have been a good reason why he had a long break too. So they've obviously been dealing with a few issues.
That third horse, Secret Saga, is only a 3-year-old and did a pretty good job. Got quite a nice record. The flop there was Angel's Beach. She was so good first up, and maybe that's just flattened her, and she's been off the boil in two runs, so back to the drawing board, or maybe even stud with Angel's Beach there, I'd say.
All right, so that's the Bribey handicap. Now, have a look at this horse. Tyre Trelawney. It won by, how far did it win by Ipswich? It won by seven. And it comes out and wins again yesterday. And it was just another dominant performance.
Wow. It looked like she'd done a bit of work early. And you thought, oh, maybe a sitting shot. But absolutely.
Just coasting in front of them there.
Dashes
just coasting
away.
In front of them. Look at this. He gives her, starts to give her a shake. And the others, they're going up and down in the one spot. She's getting further and further in front of them. And really, really slick to your old.
She is a flying machine. I want to see her. You know, it's a whole different ball game when you get to 12 and 1300.
Sure.
But she was, there was a little jar out of that track after a few showers yesterday. She was one, she's a two-year-old. Having a second start, she's only 1 second outside the course record.
Yep.
That's
she's
very,
very quick.
That's very, very good for a two-year-old and an inexperienced one at that. But they have a look at her, straight as a gun barrel, straight to the line.
Hard to make excuses for anything behind her. You just can't.
That's a dashing win.
Yeah. Candica looks as though it's come back okay, the Magic Millions place getter.
Yeah, he's strong late, just probably back from 1,200 metres to the 1,100 was the gates there.
Let's go to a break. We'll come back. We'll look at the feature racing in Morphettville as we head towards their carnival in Adelaide.
We hope you are currently enjoying the programming, which is simulcast on Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio. For more information, please visit skyracing.tv and click on the program tab.
At Triple Crown Syndications, we don't just dream the dream, we live it by creating success on the track and experiences of a lifetime. Here's your opportunity to join Triple Crown with Peter and Paul Snowden in racing this outstanding colt by your soul. He hails from an exceptional pedigree page of 100% winners to runners. To join the Triple Crown team in racehorse ownership, call now on 02 9499 5212 or visit triplecrown.com.au. Triple Crown, live the dream.
And like us, like foreign lands, we pound in spikes with our bare hands. Our skills are always in demand. We like our faces hairy and our backsides bent. Men like us have the upper hand. Our sails are filled with wind and pride. Explore the world. But at least we tried. Men like us like rum. But we're not.
Our burgers have come a long way, and so has our halloumi, all the way from Cyprus to your table. Halloumi on a burger? How very un-McDonald's.
Group 3 SA Sires Produce Stakes now. Let's go to the vision of this $120,000 Group 3. And there you can see Flying Jesse just parked in behind them, the eventual winner.
Yeah, just right there on the fence there. Young Jordan Childs on board here, and gee, he's riding well. Just peels off around the heels of the leader there. So a good effort to take it over there from, because Flying Jesse had been beaten last start, quite well beaten too. Albeit in town, ran second at Pakenham, ran fourth at Pakenham the start before. I think it was Werribee and Pakenham that his last two starts are at. So, you know, not really coming over with city class form, but to take out a Group 3 with 120,000, it's a good effort. Look, the second horse, Morvada, was you know, brave, but it's just hard to line the class up on there.
Yeah.
Though, can't make many excuses for the ones behind. Just the right ride on the right horse at the right time, and she fought hard.
She did fight hard when she was challenged. Look, I thought it was a good win. A good mate of mine tipped me that. He hasn't tipped me a winner in 5 years. Worst judge in the world, and I believed him, had something on it, so I thought it was a great
good
win.
Gee, you're brave.
Yeah, very brave.
Yeah.
I'd look at it. I thought probably the right form for a race like this.
Yeah.
By Hinchinbrook is doing a good job.
Yeah,
Hinchinbrook get another group winner. That's, you know, he's doing really well.
Let's go to the Nitschke Stakes now. 1,400 metres, listed worth $100,000. Regis formerly with the Hawks stable. Couple of runs for Darren Weir and both wins.
Yeah, and look, you can take nothing away from Regis here. Have a look at the acceleration here in the yellow with the blue cap. He just cruises past them. He's just being shaken up there, and he just went past them like they were nailed to the running rail. Now, I think this is a case of a horse who's Group 1 competitive. He's a three-year-old. He was fifth in the Caulfield Guineas. He's a street cry colt and he's Group 1 competitive. The others aren't. Yeah. Right? And I think he just made them look that way. You can't really... I'm finding it hard to line the race up because they ran 1.2 seconds slower over the same distance than the older horses did. Mm. So it's not like they were roaring out in front and they all collapsed and he ran over the top of them. He was just too good for them, and I don't think their group horses behind him. So I know some people will be upset with that, and I might be proved wrong, but anyway, he's had his second run for Darren Weir. And it's his second win. Mm. And he's looked good both times. So Darren's...
Amazing.
Well, he's got the horse at the right time.
Very well placed.
And he's placing him beautifully.
Yeah. They say he likes the beach.
Yep.
I'd buy him a surfboard after that.
You would. Because he's a horse that... He's obviously the horse to follow out of. He's got class.
City of Adelaide handicap. Another $100,000 listed race over 1,400 metres. Let's pick them up around the home turn.
Yeah, Zebulon, you'll see there at the back of the field here. Now, Zebulon, he's a lightly raced four-year-old. He's only had the seven runs, and he's only won one race. I suspect it was only a maiden. Four-year-old here, first up after 14 months, and they've obviously had plenty of trouble with this horse, but a very, very good effort there to get him home there, and he's just brained them, Zebulon. I can't find any excuse for anything that finished behind him. When you're giving away that much... in race hardness and that, for him to just be able to cruise to a victory like that, it says plenty about the way they prepared him for this.
He's always been a horse with a lot of talent, this fella. He's obviously had a tendon issue.
Yep.
And they've nursed him back, and he was just far too good for that. Like, really good training performance.
They lined him up in group races in Melbourne. You know, he ran in the Autumn Stakes at his last run. That was back in February of 2015. So, you know, to be able to come out and do that. He's obviously a horse with talent. They got him there right on the day, well selected, and the plan came off.
And the final race we'll have a look at in Adelaide. Here's the Chairman's, the three-year-old stays over the 2,000 metres, 120,000 Group 3.
And here's a horse I am getting a little bit excited about. I think he'll be well the favourite for the Derby here. This is a 2020 metre race, I think it's over. Yep, 2020, $120,000 Group 3 for three-year-olds. And Darren Weir's got this horse. He was ridden beautifully. He just sat behind them, peeled out off their heels. And look, he's quite impressive. He's only had the 10 starts. He's won four of his last five. He's won four. He's had four wins, 3 seconds, 3/3. So he's never been further back than third in a race in his life. I think he goes to the Derby there as the red-hot favourite, and rightly so. The other one I thought might improve a bit was Mail It In. He got checked at about the 600-metre mark, got off balance, hung in, but still battled on. So maybe he's one that can improve going towards a Derby, but he's got to improve a lot to beat the winner.
Big week next week in Adelaide, isn't it? It's a big week next week. Good luck to him.
All right. Time's running out. The codrils are starting to wear off, so let's take a break and we'll come back and wrap things up.
Award-winning in its achievement, stylish in its design, clever in its innovations. Discover what makes Volvo one of the world's fastest-growing luxury car brands this end of financial year. With outstanding drive-away prices, plus 3 years scheduled servicing across the Volvo range. Experience luxury. Volvo. Made by Sweden.
Men like us like foreign lands. We pound his spikes with our bare hands. Our skills are always in demand. We like our faces hairy and our backsides bent. Men like us have the upper hand. Our sails are filled with wind and pride. Explore the world. Well, at least we tried. Men like us like rum. But we're not.
New Sick Hydrate versus the Lube Strip. With a hydrating gel reservoir giving you 40% less friction. Designed like no other razor to protect from irritation. Sorry, Lube Strip. Sick Hydrate.
At Hungry Jack's, just $2.95 gets you your choice of the legendary Whopper Junior or succulent Chicken Royale. Choose between a Chicken Royale or Whopper Junior for just $2.95. The burgers are even better at Hungry Jack's.
We'll be right back.
we'll look back on the great Buffering when his career's over, and there'll be so many stories to be told about this horse, considering he's seen off Black Caviar, greatest of all. He's seen off Haylist.
Yeah.
It took him something like 18 Group 1 starts to crack it, and then he's been able to string a lot of Group 1s together, and now he's gone to Dubai, and now he's in Hong Kong.
There'll be
a lot of people cheering for him, but of course, in opposition, you've got arguably the world's greatest, Chautauqua, coming up today in Hong Kong.
Big race.
It's going to be fantastic. Look, I admire Rob Heathcote. He's kept this horse in great nick for so long, Buffering. Look, he'll be hard to beat. He always is hard to beat these days. And it took Rob a long time to win his first Group 1, but he seems to be on a roll now too.
And this horse hasn't been all clean sailing either, because he's had his injury issues, over the years. But he's been right there since his younger days. Damien Brown, his best mate right alongside him, and that is the field. Gee, Chautauqua chasing Buffering.
Yeah.
It sets it up. And obviously, there's a few more than that.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
From our point of view, that's going to be. And Bow Creek goes around in the mile.
Yep.
Well, reports are out of Hong Kong about this horse. John O'Shea seems very happy.
He didn't do a lot wrong during the autumn, Bow Creek.
Nope.
I thought he had a fair preparation. He'll be competitive for sure.
Maurice will be hard to beat.
Yeah, they say he's a real star.
Jesus, you're falling.
Yeah.
You're starting to fall in a heap.
Just.
Okay, well, listen, I'll give you a little break. Let's go to a grab from Robert Heathcote talking about Buffering in Hong Kong ahead of today's race. Off.
A couple of days out from the race, how are you feeling with Buffering?
Yeah, feeling well. I'm confident he'll race well, confident of winning perhaps. Enhanced just a touch with a favourable barrier draw, but the horse has done well.
Yeah, that was a good result for you yesterday.
It was, and I sat there right through the whole thing. He didn't have to do a thing and was handed gate 3. Very happy with that.
Where will he go from there? Will he be up on the pace?
Well, that's our plan. That's his racing pattern. And, worryingly, Pinaphobia will try and go forward, and I'm pretty sure Mongolian Saturday will go forward as well. But Buffering's very quick. It's our desire to be in the lead.
Post-draw, who do you think's the main danger?
Oh, same as pre-draw, Chautauqua. If he brings his A-game and things pan out and he doesn't get any bad luck, he's winning.
We're seeing Buffering on the track at the moment. What was the plan for this morning for him?
Just quiet. He done his last serious bit of work on Tuesday. I'm happy where we've got the horse and all systems go.
That was Eddie Sadler doing the interviews there. He used to work with us here at Sky.
Yeah,
he's been back to Dubai and Singapore. Coming up this week, a couple of great carnivals. Warrnambool will take the spotlight down there in Victoria for 3 days with their Jumps Carnival. And we've got Wagga in New South Wales, 2 days Thursday,
always
Friday.
Great. Town Plate, Wagga Cup.
Yep.
We got Gold Coast next Saturday
for the Prime Minister's Cup. Yep. Hollandale, Gold Coast, Guineas, Kenny Russell, Silk Stocking. And an important form day for the Brisbane Winter Carnival, because so many horses kick-start their winter campaign on that day.
Yeah.
In the sun. You need a bit of sun on your back.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
I'm worried about you.
Yeah.
I'll be fine.
Oh, no, I'm surprised he's got the 957.
It's not like you're very healthy, you know.
What? one sick day
in 5 years.
Yeah,
I'm working on it. 5 years.
Yeah,
I work through it.
All right, that's it, folks. Thanks for joining us. We're going to take Ronnie off on the stretcher. We'll have to get someone else to help, because I don't think Freeman's going to do it.
Yeah, I'll help.
All right, nurse.
Can imagine.
Nurse.
Goodbye. Drop him. Oh, sorry.
The front off Tag and Lose. lengths away from them. Kingston Town shot clear, coming to the 200 from Polo Player. All of the others are well and truly struggling, but look at him go, will you? Kingston Town, he's putting a gap in the opposition and careering away, and he's going to score a very, very easy Derby win.
This is easy. It's a done deal. Has cruised up, takes the lead, ticks clear from Philippi, Kingdoms, Hippopus, but this is a one-act affair. The Kiwi star, it's a done deal. It's not a star, it's a superstar.
Sun Crusher is starting to make up ground, and here he comes about 18 off the inside rail, but he's coming quickly. Tierra is the leader. Bone Crusher drawn, followed by Agent Provocative Easter, and here's Handy Proverb. What a go it is, Handy Proverb, the outside drawn, and Bone Crusher. Bone Crusher, he gains the upper hand, and the New Zealand champ is going to win it.
This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader.
They're off.
Gates open, they're off and racing.
On your racing and sports leader.